We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the City of Billings of the State of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout.
Worn out today.
Why so?
Just, I don't know. Not on top of my game. I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe this will cheer you up.
But I'm sure it will.
I am the birthday boy. Today's my day, mine to enjoy. I am the birthday king. Today of me I sing. Today loved ones all love me more. A truce is called in our cold war. Today I wear the birthday crown, the toast of this damn town. I'm excused, I'm off the hook. I just was born, that's all it took. Though I fuck up, hurt, and annoy, I'm still the birthday boy. I was born upon this day. Happiness is wished my way. Christmas is good, but not like this. There's handshakes, hugs, and kisses. Fred Mercury is dead and gone. Raquel Welch continues on. Werner Herzog's doing fine. It's their birthdays and mine. It's the same day every year, though something else is getting nearer. My birthday will come and go one day, and I won't know it. But I am the birthday boy. Today's my day, mine to enjoy. I'm the king, I wear the crown, the toast of this damn town, yeah.
Is that you?
No, I wish. I wish it was Lyndon Wainwright.
I feel like you could cover that beautifully. Da, 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 da. Except the truth, Stocky.
The truth is out there still.
That's I know it is.
Yeah. I want to believe.
Oh, don't we all? Hey. Well, my watch says it's Monday, October 21st. Is that wrong?
Is your watch from the future?
It might be.
Did you get
Sunday,
the thing?
October 21st.
Was it in Australia where
no.
Android sent out the daylight savings time 2 weeks early and it just
Oops.
Fucked everything up? Half the country like did stuff an hour.
Was the Android
late.
Named Data?
He probably.
It was probably his evil. Oh, God damn it! What's his evil twin brother's name? Do it quick. Is it Bert, Kurt, Dirk, Mort,
Jim.
Bort? This will be a worthwhile search. What is Data's evil twin brother's name?
Data's brother's name. According to Wikipedia, as the course to the starbase is resumed, the crew reassemble and reactivate Data's brother, also played by Brent Spiner, in sickbay.
What's his fucking name? It's the one thing.
Thanks for nothing, Cortana, or whoever you are.
I don't know what that... Lore. There it is.
Lore?
Fucking lore.
Data and lore.
Data
See,
and
get
lore.
It, though? Because lore is a story, and data is just data.
Man,
see?
It's got levels, man.
Yep.
I feel like peeling an onion on that show. Yeah, it just makes you cry either way. All right, so Sunday, it's still not Monday, but soon it will be. Sunday, October 21st, 2018, here on the beautiful south side of Billings, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
59101, if you will.
I will.
The neighbor has shut down his RC car that he was running down the street at top speed for the past fucking half hour. So that's nice.
I'm sad about that.
Thank you.
There should be more RC cars on the street, personally.
Obviously. He likes to run it when he's been rip-roaring throughout the day. So he takes it out and just drives a gas-powered RC car up and down the street at high rate of speed.
Sunday.
What could go wrong?
It's the Lord's Day.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Oh, I'm sweaty.
So sweaty, you biked down here.
I did.
You biked down to the south side.
It was not easy.
Kind of in the dark. You're going to have to bike back in the dark. You feeling all right about that?
Nope.
Good.
It's over.
Not at all.
You're driving me back.
All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I was on my fat bike. My seat was too low. My tire pressure was too low. Yeah.
In that order.
All bikes are fat bikes for me.
Indeed. Hey, okay.
Welcome. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Pogo, and we're trying to figure out what date his goddamn evil twin brother, which was he programmed to be evil?
I don't think he was. Or was he programmed just to be lore?
Is it intrinsic? I don't know. We're going too deep on that.
Yeah.
Is he intrinsically more evil than Data?
It's too much.
Data doesn't feel anything or have any emotion. Does that make him evil? He just murdered someone because someone told him to. He's not going to feel anything.
What was the one where they all did drugs and he started feeling love? Then he had sex with a bunch of people.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I
think it's one of the first episodes.
Could be, yeah. Everybody was real amorous.
Yeah, because naturally when you create an android, the first thing you're going to do is bang it.
Maybe he didn't feel anything, but one of the female crew was feeling amorous and drug him off to bed.
Yep.
And turns out he's also really good at the act of love.
My goodness. Who would have thunk it?
Of course he is.
Of course he is. He's got all the data, if you will.
That's a good point. Do you think he actually had all the data, or was he just hooked up to the internet?
Yeah.
They could have called
him. It's probably constantly evolving.
Could have called him Google. Yeah, there's new data all the time.
I'm sure he can download specific things. Like, which genre do you want? Which genre of data do you want now?
Loving data.
Loving data. Do you want abusive data? Do you want forceful data? Gross.
Manipulative data.
Manipulative data.
Oh, God.
Trailer park data. Fucking Rakens, that's what those are.
It doesn't take rocket appliances to know that.
It doesn't. It's like golfing everywhere. Golfing over here, golfing over there.
Golfing out the windows, golfing flames.
Yeah, hey. Welcome to the Friday Pack Yet.
Hey, everybody.
We're talking about Star Trek, obviously.
And Jeff Ewalt.
And Jeff Ewalt?
Nope.
No? Okay. As always, we've got an email, thefridaypacket@gmail.com. If you got questions, comments, concerns, just, you know, drop us a line. Talk to us. Say anything.
Feel like giving us a buck?
Feel like giving us a buck? Becoming a Robocop member, you go to patreon.com/thefridaypacket.
That's right.
You can become a Robocop level member of the Friday Packet and help in the production of said podcast.
If you really try.
If you really try.
Because you can't find it on their search engine.
No, because we've got explicit fucking content all over our shit. So you're not going to be able to find it in their search algorithm. Because on a platform such as the internet where you can readily find porn at a drop of a hat, if I'm saying, you know, shit or ass, you know, more than once in my podcast.
Yeah. So that's it.
It's not going to show up on a search thing.
No.
Search thing.
You can't say that anymore episode.
Yeah. Let's see. I haven't really got any soapbox issues, do you?
I've been reading today.
About?
About
cops.
How completely doomed the planet is.
Bummer.
And that's kind of bumming me out, yeah. We have, 2020 and then 2040. We have to cut carbon emissions almost completely. Or literally hundreds of millions of people will die. And it will cause unrest.
Unrest? That seems like kind of an under-calculation on their part.
Well, you know.
Unrest.
Absolutely.
They didn't have a lot of time to spend on what the natural world's cataclysm is.
Yeah.
It'd probably be uncomfortable. I don't know. Maybe get a rash.
There will be some unrest.
Everybody knows that. Maybe some slight chafing. I don't know.
5% of the people you know will die from lack of food.
Oh.
And that will make people sad.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, what is that?
That's that new sound from the Sugar Beet Factory. I don't know if that's my microphone to pick it up. It's a nice high-pitched squeal.
Yeah.
Some sort of press release that emits a really high-frequency sound.
They just hooked a train horn to it.
Here, let me.
Let's do it. You can get it. Let me see.
Oh, it's going even higher.
Yeah, it's coming through.
Yeah, that's the sound we get to hear. It's, you know, 7 o'clock at night, but...
Well, the train horns drown it out.
Sure do. Kind of depends on which train horn. Well, the train horns coming out of the Sugar Beet Factory can actually blow their horns when they come out.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
they must be exempt. I'm sure they're exempt from it because there's no, like, gates at the...
Yeah, you have to put in all kinds of weird infrastructure to make it a silent crossing.
Yeah.
Which, I guess... But they don't do it... I mean, this time of year, they do it fairly often, but not super-duper often all year, right?
This?
Or the trains, train. Yeah.
Right now, no, not so much. Because most of their... The beet byproduct, which is just, like, all that pulpy stuff, gets to go to cattle feed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, a steady train of feedlot operators and their semis loading up with beet pulp and
large taking them out semis.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the big old semis hauling the sugar beets in will be going until... last year they were going until March.
Wow.
Went a long time. But once they're cleaning it out and... Yeah, then the trains start to run. I don't know what's in those things.
I don't either.
Makes you kind of fucking wonder.
Yeah.
If all the beet pulp is going towards cattle feed and...
Just sugar sauce and meth.
What the hell is it? Yeah. Where does it go? Put like some sort of beacon on it.
I saw on Reddit today, there's a Billings subreddit.
Ooh.
And it doesn't get a lot of traffic.
No, I think I read that one too. What you got?
But somebody did the, you know, the do us a flavor thing that Lay's did, where you could enter in flavor ideas. Somebody proposed. Yeah. Okay, Southside Billings sugar beet flavor.
Oofta.
God. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that... Tastes like it smells, kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Like delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know your city council member?
No, we're going to go city administrator first, I think.
Oh, city administrator, and it's decided.
Well, it's not. It is decided. Well, it's not exactly decided. They still got to agree on a contract. In case you're behind the times, it's Chris. I'm going to keep calling him Kukuliski.
Kukuliski.
I'm going to keep calling him. His name is Kukuliski, according to my dyslexic ass.
His name was Chris Kukuliski.
His name was Chris Kukuliski. Kukuliski from Bozeman, Montana. His salary proposal is in the packet this week, and they'll be voting on it at the end of tomorrow, or Monday the 22nd, council session.
What's their, what's your feeling?
My feeling is they'll, I think there's going to be some discussion. He's asking for a base. His base salary, his proposal is $179,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
With all of his, so cell savings account, he's going to get $21,480 into that. He's got a $6,000 a year vehicle allowance. He's got a $300,000 term life insurance at $85 a month. He gets health insurance from the city, but he pays that as well. And he's got 192 hours of vacation leave every year.
Holy shit.
Yeah, bringing up the total, according to my count, of a yearly salary of $215,412.
Wow.
That's a big jump from old Tina Volek and...
And the dude from... The dude who... Kind of had the job, but then the salary negotiations broke down and he withdrew. Yep. What was his name?
His name was something Doyton.
Robert.
From Great Falls.
Awesome.
The Big Dirty.
The Big Dirty. Yep. And he just wanted, what, a 10% up from what they had offered him, which would have put him a little below old Mr. Kukuliski.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine. Do you think Kukulski's just highballing him?
I have no idea. This will be my, like, first... One where I was actually paying attention and trying to find all these numbers was not all that hard, but, you know, you had to kind of dig to sort of find them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the contract negotiations is all his moving expenses are paid for by the city.
Sure.
But he has to get three quotes from different moving places, you know, competitive quotes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an interim housing supplement. $750 a month. And that goes, I think, a max of 12. And after 6 months, they're like, hey, what's going on? Do you really need this much more time? And then wow. Whatever. He also gets membership dues paid for if he's going into a civic organization. Say the Chamber of Commerce, I guess.
Or the Racquet Club.
Or the Racquet Club. Or
Anytime Fitness.
The Illuminati. I don't know. what's that one in that Dan Brown book? the weird pale white Catholic people.
That yeah, what the hell was that in the Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
Can't remember.
All right.
Who were those dudes? Anyway.
Yeah.
So RC Car Club, you think?
RC Car Club.
That's yep. covered too.
Yeah, he's got that. After 6 months during his tenure, if they approve it, he can get a performance view and get a max raise of 5% of his base pay.
Ever?
No.
That'd be a shitty deal. Although if you start high enough, I suppose it doesn't matter.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I don't know. What's your sense of Mr. Kukulski?
Well, I just, from you know, the
great city of Bozeman, Montana,
and previously Kalispell. I, you know,
and that, before that, he was in Missouri.
Was he?
I think so.
I think he was city administrator in Kaspalil too.
Yeah.
Shortly. Yeah. I don't know. It's I haven't heard anything horrible about the guy, and I do know that you probably have to and should pay pretty fair to get a reasonable city administrator. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting a good city administrator.
Okay.
Since it's not an elected position,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of pressure, a lot of microscope time, I guess. People looking on you.
Right.
I think it's probably worth paying a good fair wage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big jump, though.
He's yeah, overseeing a lot of departments.
Mm-hmm. Kind of all of them, really.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All of them.
All the departments.
All the departments. yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of shortfalls in the city. Police being one.
Yep.
That. So, I wonder how many times that'll be brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a fair amount.
Well, if...
I mean, what... I'm curious to see what the rebuttals are, because, I mean, you never know what other people are going to say on the council. Or who they're talking to, or
yeah.
what's being exactly communicated on the salary front.
Sure.
Or if the council comes back and says no, and he says, well, I still kind of want to be here. Can we just renegotiate? Is there the possibility of that happening?
Drop her down a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. To take away the vehicle stipend. Drop her down six G's.
Man's
got to
drive, man.
That's true.
Man's got to drive.
Bet he already has a car.
No, he doesn't. Not a Billings car.
That's true. His car probably has a hood.
If you don't live in the city of Billings, everybody who drives in the city of Billings drives in the shape of a bee.
Yep.
And all the cars are in the shape of a bee.
Yeah, it has to be a Volkswagen Bug.
It does.
Or a Volkswagen Bus.
It does.
Really anything that starts with a bee. What are other cars that start with a bee?
Bacharach.
Buick.
Buick.
Bitchin' Camaro. A la the Dead Milkman.
Bleach. all the cars in the Billings run on bleach.
A beater.
A beater.
There's a lot of beaters.
A lot of beaters.
Yeah.
Now, I think something will happen. Something might not happen. I don't know. I'm interested to hear him talk, defend himself, defend that type of salary, because that hasn't existed that high of a salary in the city of Billings.
Ever. Yeah, I was going to say, has anybody ever been paid that much?
I don't think so.
Here.
Who would it be? It wouldn't be St. John.
No.
It wouldn't have been Tina Volek. It's not Bruce. Bruce,
you know that for a fact.
Well, Bruce might be up there. Because our insider said he's like
160?
160 something. So he must, I don't know if he had like vehicle allowances and all that stuff though.
Because
he was the assistant.
Yeah, he doesn't have those.
Unless he
perks.
Was bumped up in the city government management hierarchy. Weird level up Super Mario system that they run down there.
Did you jam like payroll taxes and social security and stuff like into that too?
Hell no.
Okay.
He's not paying taxes. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You get paid that much, you don't pay taxes, right?
That's true.
My understanding.
I think you're not wrong. assistant city admin when Tina got her raise was 141.
Ah. Okay.
New assistant CA top step is 158.53 annually.
All right.
Thank you, Secret Source.
Secret Source.
Also, hey, Secret Source, could you tell us how close we were with our calculations?
My calculations? I'm pretty sure.
They're Joe's Stocky's calculations, not mine. But if they're way off, I will.
I spent at least 45 minutes on a Saturday morning drinking coffee trying to find them.
Well, you know what? That's due
the
diligence.
The city has wonderful health benefits.
That's what I hear.
They got vision, dental.
We've got a friend who's on those, and He's a big believer.
Mm, I would be. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that feels like. Mm. It's been a while.
You should
been a while.
Get a job at the Parks Department.
Maybe I should.
Get in on that.
Mm-hmm. City of Billings. Let's just call it the City of Stocky Incorporated.
Yep.
This little section of land.
The City of Stocky.
The City of Stocky.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear your mission statement.
I think there's an episode of Family Guy that mirrors just exactly what we said.
We, the citizens of Stocky.
Oh, man. I think we went through all that.
I'm excited to see how they come down on this one. Mm-hmm. This might be kind of contentious. And I suppose we know the agenda for tomorrow night.
We do.
But that's going to be probably rather a big one.
It is, and they've stuffed it at the very back of the agenda. It's not within the consent, right? This is the first part.
How contentious are the rest of the things?
There's a snowplow attached to a loader. There's a bunch of cars being bought, so they'll just breeze through all that shit. I thought it was kind of neat. They had vehicle bid results for the vehicles that they're buying for the city.
Really?
Yep.
What kind of vehicles are they buying? Cop cars?
We're talking, let's see, this is a 2019 full-size half-ton two-wheel drive regular cab long box pickup.
Two-wheel drive, huh?
Why you're buying a half-ton two-wheel drive pickup truck is beyond me.
Yeah, just get a Subaru Brat.
Yeah, why not? Why not just get a dually?
That's stupid. Those are four-wheel drive.
Right, fuck you on the license plate. Just plow through town.
Oh, we should get vanity plates for all city vehicles.
It's my hot body. I'll do what I want. Well, they went to Yellowstone County Motors, Billion Auto Group, Bison Motors, and Bison Motors Coise and Nomont. Bison Motors is up in Great Falls, I want to say.
Hmm.
The total bid is $23,220 from Yellowstone County Motors. They've got a trade-in, apparently, for $500. Sounds about right for a fucking auto lot.
So they're trading them in instead of auctioning?
Yeah.
Weird.
And the net bid is $22,720 for a 2019 full-size half-ton two-wheel drive regular cab long box pickup.
Wow. Okay, so here's some helpful consumer advice. If you are trading in a vehicle, go to Bison Motors instead of Billion Auto Group or Yellowstone County Motors because they are offering twice the trade-in. $1,000.
$1,000. $550 at Billion Auto Group in Bozeman, where Kukuliski's from.
That said, their original price is $4,000 more. So weigh that.
Yep.
If you're making these decisions. 28 G's versus 24 G's. But they're going to give you an extra $500 cash.
What is this?
I wonder if there's a cash rebate. Or like a gift card. Sam's Club gift card.
Sam's Club gift card. We'll give you a tote bag and a tent you can set up where half a person can sleep in it.
Bluetooth earbuds. Yay. Oh, I wonder if they mail them a key that... If the key works, then they get it for free, too.
Yeah, the scratch-off. Or the weird battery. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Sent in the mail, it was like two batteries, and he's like pushed a button and it lit up. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is just a
I took it apart.
Toxic death trap.
Did you see what's in it?
Uh-uh.
A little light bulb, and the little number that it shows is just printed on a piece of like black paper.
That makes sense.
It's digital, though. It's
so digital.
Mm.
What else? We got a new current model... 2019 one-ton, two-wheel drive, dual rear wheels, regular cab, cabin chassis, 60-inch cab to axle with mounted 9-foot dump body.
Whoa.
That's a mouthful.
Deluxe.
Yellowstone County Motors said, nah, I'm not going to do that. Billion Auto Group said, that'll cost you about $42,716. Bison, both. You know, 38,596. They're going with Bison. They underlined that in italics.
Oh, is Koi the Koi brothers? KOIS.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Yeah, so like they're out of Billings.
Are they?
I think that's Bison Motors and then Koi brothers to have the
flatbed.
Yeah,
dump the on there.
Dumper put on.
What sense. Else you got? A new current model, 2019 3/4 ton 4-wheel drive regular cab pickup truck with a service body on it.
Mm.
They're going to go with Bison Motors and Koi again.
Are they specifying diesel versus gas?
That one says, no, that's going to run on hopes and dreams.
But here's my question. How are city employees going to roll coal?
It's gonna be difficult.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to modify obviously the muffler.
or just bring your.
You gotta throw a smoke bomb out of the side of the window. So like to scream roll coal and just throw a smoke bomb out.
Blue coal.
What else? A 2019 full size half ton 4-wheel drive extended cab, 4-door short. Oh, 6.5 box pickup. Why the fuck would you want that?
Good Lord.
Good God. Look how much that one is.
So
the one that Yellowstone County Motors bid him $77,262.
Well, look at the one for below four that. Of them. Oh.
Jesus. Maybe if I could read. So four. No, wait. Bid schedule of number four. There we go. Three of them. What is three divided by four? You know. Numbers.
Okay.
So three divided by.
So they're getting those.
77,262
divided by three.
New current model. I like how they call them new current model, and then they put 2019 there.
25.7 for those. All right. But yeah, I guess whatever.
Half. That's a half ton, 4-wheel drive, extended cab.
Yeah.
So these are all bare bones. There is nothing in these. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
That price.
That's okay.
Yellowstone County Motors said $77,262. Billion Auto Group wanted $111,000, $918. Get out of here.
Not interested in that not sale, are you, Billion?
Get the fuck out of my town. Not my town. not now.
In
not life. Ever. There you go. One new current model, 2019 three-quarter ton, four-wheel drive, extended cab, long box pickup with a service body and a liftgate.
Yeah.
All right. One
40
of them.
G's from Coey Brothers, huh?
Mm-hmm. They're going to go bad. With that one.
Not bad.
No, they got a trade-in on that one, $1,200.
Well, that's
so.
Buy the cab chassis from Billion and take it to Coey to get the other stuff stuffed on it. For
Hachi machi.
1,200 bones, huh?
Yep.
Trade-in. What do you suppose they're trading in? Is it just those like little Cushman three-wheelers from the parking department?
Yep. It's a golf cart from the par three Spring City golf course.
I just keep them around for that.
Stick a flatbed.
Clean one owner. There.
So 38.9, they're taking that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot in here. Let's go to one more. One new 2019 current model HD 5500 series dual rear wheel, four-wheel drive, regular cab truck. With a service body and a lift gate. So an HD 5500.
Like a two-ton? Dually,
yeah. So one of those, they got a trade-in value. Holy shit. Billion's going to give them $3,400 for their trade-in.
And that's so that's the lowest price and the highest trade-in.
Yeah.
Way to go, Billion!
Wow.
Coming through.
$67,670 for a big old... Fuck off, pick 'em up truck.
Today's episode brought to you by Billion Auto Group. Bozeman, Montana. Auto Group.
Billion Auto Group.
B.
We put the D in deal. They do indeed.
Boy, howdy.
Out of all those, living in the city of Billings, what would you think would be the most talked about thing during the month of September 2018? You know, problem code violations within the city of Billings.
Weed's too tall.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Could be.
It could be.
How far off was I? Weed's too short?
No, we did have Central and West End. We had 87 calls for weeds.
Ooh.
58 on the Heights and the South Side. Commercial areas, blank.
None?
Yep.
Wow.
Just blank, because nothing grows on commercial sites.
Word.
They had 182 resolved weed problems in the Central and West End area. 245 on the Heights and the South Side area.
Hey, good work, guys.
And the commercial area was 50, but you're saying... Oh, wait, there's 45. No, that's not the right number.
That's...
Oh, 85, 110. God damn it, I can't read worth a shit, apparently. Yeah, so total in the city of Billings, there was 145 weed complaints.
Mm.
And apparently there was 195 resolved ones. So there's 50 just rogue complaints out there just hanging around.
We're making up some time, yep.
I guess
all good.
I guess so. Total ticket revenue for the month was $900. Cha-ching!
Paying for itself, really.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Building codes. Oh, look at that. Total ticket revenue. Cha-ching.
How much?
So, misdemeanor municipal infraction citations issued. No, that's not that one. These are building codes, clear vision codes, commercial, general zoning, graffiti, junk vehicles, miscellaneous. Total ticket revenue, so money they've taken in, is $9,595.
Right on.
Bingo.
Perfect.
Business license reviews, 710 of them.
Business license reviews?
Yep.
That can't be new business licenses.
No.
You think it's just...
Just renewals and stuff.
Oh, far out. Okay.
Yeah. Parking tickets, there's been 244 on the central and west end area, 214 in the Heights and the south side, and 7 in commercial areas for a total of 465 total tickets.
I would have imagined more.
Yeah.
Seeing our... Well, is that the parking division too? Or this is one? That just code enforcement parking stuff? I wonder if that...
Is that two separate things? That's a good question.
To which...
Code enforcement would probably report back to, obviously, the building division.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. If code is running the... This is kind of stuff we should know, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to... I'm going to think about that for the next 20 minutes.
Let's just wildly speculate. Maybe they're just a rogue agency within the city structure. That's what I'm going to guess.
They don't even exist.
Nope. You may recall a TV series called The X-Files way back in the aughts, if you will.
Mm.
This is kind of what the parking division is. They operate under a blanket of secrecy and skepticism.
That explains the blacked out retired police cars they drive.
That's true. And the random three-wheel cart that they drive around.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ATV. I know it's like to run around in low gear and just pin it so it sounds like it's about to blow up as they're driving around.
Those Bobcats?
Yeah.
They are so loud. Holy crap, you can hear them 2 blocks away. You got.
Is that what they're supposed to sound like when they're driving them?
I don't know, dude.
It sounds like they have it in low range and they're just like... Wee!
I think they have hydraulic... wheel motors instead of like a gearbox and stuff.
Because
they're absolutely pegged.
Loud as hell, man.
What?
God, you know you're about to get a ticket when you hear that shit coming up.
Yeah, you got about 15 minutes. What are the Vistas doing?
Well, they spent September 11th, National Day of Service and Remembrance, volunteering for the Men's Montana Rescue Mission. The members provided and served lunch to the public and assisted in repairing the basement area that had been experienced flooding. As a result of their efforts, the basement was cleared of debris and prepared for the installation of a new floor and for upcoming renovations.
Damn good work, Vistas. That's a good program, Stocky. It needs to not go away.
Yeah, it will not ever go away. Can't ever go away. Don't ever let go, Jack. Don't ever let go.
There's room for all the Vistas on the door.
Yeah. You've seen that thread where Jack could actually fit on
the
headboard.
Like measured him out.
It's totally fit on there, man.
Rose. Thanks for nothing, Kate.
Yeah, way to go.
Killing Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm.
How could you? Let a bear eat him.
Yes. Yeah.
So I believe the rescue mission flooded, 2 years ago now?
Yeah, I think so.
And they were having trouble taking care of it, so it was nice of them to hop in and give them a hand.
Yeah, absolutely. They were, like,
cooking at the... big building they've got there, though.
Huge, yeah.
Huge.
They were cooking at the Women and Family Shelter for a while, I think, and then transporting all the food over.
Oofta.
To the rescue mission.
That's a trek.
Yeah. That might be very old info, too. I don't know.
What else are they doing? Oh, photo contest 2018. AmeriCorps Vista program members live and work alongside community members to meet most of... here is my reading out loud. Wonderful spot. To meet our most pressing challenges and be a catalyst for change for a 1-year term, members are encouraged to explore Billings and get to know the surrounding areas to connect them to the community and accelerate their projects. MVP members submitted photos of themselves or fellow Vistas exploring beautiful state of Montana, traveling or volunteering.
Damn straight.
Wow.
Good job, kids.
Yep.
I would argue that not only do they live and work beside community members, they are community members. What do you think of that?
Wow, you sound like a commercial.
Thank you.
Sounds like you got a vested interest.
A vested interest?
A vested interest.
Got it? Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Time to take a break and open up a nice can of Dale's Pale Ale from Oscar Brewers.
And now a word from our sponsors.
That's the word.
Had a rough day at the office. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Trying to kick up your feet and the wife's giving you a lip.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't hit her. Just open up a can of this beer.
Ah, I feel better already.
God, that's dark. I'm really sorry. Is. I apologize. I shouldn't be saying shit like that.
Mm-mm. You ever seen the movie Mad Men? Or the show Mad Men? It's kind of like that.
It's a study guide.
It's classy.
I've got a really good joke for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the traveling salesman walks up to a house, knocks on the door. The door's answered by a... Yeah, we got a Foley artist in here. Knocks on the door. Door's answered...
Hello?
By a 10-year-old kid.
Hey, mister.
And he's wearing a bra and panties and high heels, and he's drinking a glass of scotch.
I don't know who I am.
Salesman goes, whoa, son, are your parents home? And he goes, what the fuck do you think?
All right. Checks out.
So, enjoy that one. I don't know. Thank you.
That was a very good one. Oh, man. We got to figure out some sort of, I got to buy a MIDI machine so we can have some awesome music for the Get to Know Your Council Members section of the podcast.
That air horn's... I'll get it ready for us.
We're going to Ward 2. Not in Ward 1, not Ward 3, but Ward number 2. And we're going to get to know Frank Ewald. Frank Ewald is 65. He succeeded Angela Cimino, who termed out and decided she wanted to run for mayor. Was unsuccessful, but she made a try.
Yep.
Why not?
The old college try.
He is a 25-year teacher of hunter education.
Wow.
And he's also a retired firefighter as well.
Hmm.
I thought his campaign slogan was nice. It was a good play on words. His campaign slogan was, let me be frank with you.
Oh, man. That is something.
That is I thought solid punditry.
If I run, it's gonna be in Billings. No one can hear you scream.
Oh God, Jesus!
Wanna play a game? Anyway,
His number one issue is he feels that property owners foot too much of the bill in the city. One of his solutions was possible higher auto registration fees.
Oh, because cars aren't property.
Nope. Nothing to do about property, but hey, that's a revenue stream of some sort, right?
All those people who just rent because they can't afford to buy. Let's have free them motors. Help out more. God, sorry, Frank. You're a decent dude.
He was not in favor of the snow plowing of the residential streets, which has been, I believe, put in this year's budget as well. So that'll happen again.
That's all right with me.
One of his quotes is, if you can't get through 3 inches of snow on residential streets, you should move to Phoenix.
Well, there it is.
It's a practical solution.
Solid reasoning, practical solution. What if there's 3 inches of snow on the street when you're trying to move to Phoenix?
Well.
Helicopter?
That's when you start, I don't know, you send an email to Lore? I don't know how you get in contact with Lore. Do you send emails to androids on Starship Enterprise?
He'll just know.
Better question, does an android on the Starship Enterprise have an email address? If he doesn't feel anything or know anything, do they communicate him like that? Or they just plug him into a USB port and sort of download what they want?
Lore@enterprise.info.
Yeah. What's surprising about that episode when we met Lore is that Data was able to take over the Starship Enterprise surprisingly fast and disable pretty much everybody.
Really?
Yeah. I always thought it was kind of weird that Starfleet would have such a So such a weapon on there that could go rogue at any moment and just completely destroy all the people that are on it at a whim's notice.
And mostly he just says, what is this feeling called love?
What is this?
Oh, this was the second time you ran.
It was.
Yep. I'm going to say, his photo that the Gazette chose to publish.
Not the greatest.
Not super flattering.
No.
He looks very confused in it.
Nope. He does look confused. He's, from what I gather, he's a tinkerer. He likes to build stuff.
Right on.
One of his inventions was a one-handed fishing rod he made for his neighbor. So it had like a lithium battery attached to a Zebco fishing rod.
Cool.
So you were able to cast it out and bring it back in, even if you land a fish with one hand.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's quite marketable, actually.
Yeah. He looked it up, I guess, and said there was a whole, not a slew, but there were a few already on the market, you know, at whatever. And
sure.
I don't know. He's kind of a man in my own kind of wheelhouse. I like sitting around just making up stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. Good for him. That's neat.
Yeah, that's fun.
He also said he's glad he kept the large sign he used during his unsuccessful 2015 campaign.
Right.
Yeah, hang on to those.
Yep, just in case you lose the first time, you got it right there.
Here's a quote.
Shoot it.
I was going to get rid of it, but I thought, you know what? I'd better save it, and I'm glad I did. I don't throw much stuff away.
All right.
There it is.
All right. So that's Frankie. Well, Ward 2. Where is Ward 2? Should we inform
the people? The ward map?
Ward 2 is 30 miles southwest of Roundup. Mm-hmm. It is on a parcel of land which surrounds...
and encompasses.
And encompasses Mordor, if you will.
Mordor, that's...
What is Mordor, you say? Well, you're going to have to ask Saruman, because he's the only one who knows.
You can't simply walk there.
The sound you're hearing right now is me shuffling through some paper.
Ward 2 is like... Ooh, the outer limits of the heights, basically.
The outer limits of the heights.
Mm-hmm. Starts.
So Ward 1 kind of touches the heights a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Ward 2 is that the rest of it?
Yeah, it kind of is. Ward 1 gets like Alkali Creek area in it.
Does Ward 2 involve or include the Reber Ranch? Does it go around the airport like that?
No, that's Ward 3. Hmm. That's, no, wait, excuse me. I apologize. That is Ward 4.
Ward 4.
So, yeah, Reberg Ranch and then, like, a couple of the communities atop the rims. Mm. Indian Cliffs is not in the city, but out, let's see, Ironwood area is Ward 4. Reberg Ranch is Ward 4. So, Ward 3 starts at about, oh, yeah, okay, so Hilltop, Governors, Senators, Skyview area up to, like, Pemberton Lane on up.
Mr. Pemberton.
It's got, you know, a lot of bench, wicks, that kind of area, all the way out to Mary Street and slightly beyond.
Nice.
Empire Drive area.
So this is Martin's representative.
It is, yeah. There's
one of them.
The city is kind of, it's patchy out there. There are houses that are in the county, right next to houses that are in the city. Huh. And there's places where you can drive out of the city into the county and then back into the city on the straight, on the same straight road.
Well, but,
yeah.
There you go.
Go down Bitterroot Drive, you go across Maureen Street, you're in the county, and then you cross Mary Street and you're back in the city. Jesus. Kind of patchy out there, but...
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a big old ward. Got a lot of houses in it, not a lot of businesses.
Yep.
You know... Works pretty well, though.
He does.
Also, encompasses...
I believe he has his own construction company, too. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, yeah, I think so. There's like a ditch that goes along there. That's like just its own little patch of city. And just
city runs, ditch?
Runs a line through a neighborhood.
All right.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's the main ditch that goes out towards like Shepherd and...
Yeah, I think so.
Areas, yeah.
Yeah.
Irrigate all that and find sugar beet land out there.
Delicious. Right? You betcha.
The wind's been kind of nice over here. It hasn't been reeking too much of sugar beets.
Yeah.
It's, but I always kind of like the initial smell of the sugar beets.
Right when they start boiling? Crazy. No, I don't. I actually completely agree.
Yeah.
It smells like like cooking up beets.
Yeah, it smells like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man.
Kind of pleasant.
Is my family going to be here?
But then in the spring, when those big old piles of beet pulp start rotting.
Oh yeah. And the geese, the Canadian geese or whatever. They're just trash geese. I'm not going to call them Canadian geese.
They really are.
They just sit there and just eat it.
They're just extra large dump gulls.
I've always wanted to go down there when I'm running and just run on top of Beet Mountain. And
then
realize that's probably a really bad idea if they're rotting in the middle. And then I get it to the top and just sort of sink like a rock all the way to the bottom to suffocate on rotting beets.
We should do a...
If you're going to do it, you probably should do it now when they're all kind of newish.
Yeah.
And, or, yeah, like when they're frozen.
In January.
Yep.
Let's say Friday Packet holds a fundraising fun run across the top of the beet pile.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. It's fine.
It'll be fine. If you do it right now, it's fine.
I'll have to do it at night because it's trespassing. But other than that, I don't see trespassing with it at all.
Oh, I thought this was America.
It's freedom of movement and stuff.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
Yeah. What about Frank? You got anything else on Frank?
You know, he's kind of an internet ghost, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not really on there. He's got some real... he's not afraid to ask questions. A few of the ones I went to where they were talking about shitters out at Swords Park. He was really into that. He's really into prices of stuff.
Yeah.
The
thrifty fella.
He's a thrifty fella.
I don't think there's anything.
He saved his sign from 2015 so he could run again.
Exactly so, right. That's probably why he ran again.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to waste that sign. Yeah. Well, good for him. Yeah, you Google the fella and he's there's not a lot that comes up.
Have you binged him?
Oh, you know what? That's probably
we should probably bing. We can find some more reliable information if we go on Bing.
Maybe I should ask Jeeves about
Why don't you go to Infowars.com and do search through their thing?
Good call. Good call. Mm. Yep. Ewalt Construction, Billings, Montana. Home builder.
Oh, he's a home builder.
That's what it says.
I'll be darned.
Although that is on Manta.com.
Manta? What is Manta.com?
I have no idea.
Like a praying mantis? Only... In the shape of a man?
Yep. I think so. Our record show was established in 1994 and incorporated in Montana. Current estimates show this company has an annual revenue of $129,953 and employs a staff of approximately one. Approximately.
Approximately one, making, you know,
plus 100
G's plus a year. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
That pays the bills.
Good for him. Yep, name.
Well, shit, he's a retired firefighter, so he's... Probably just doing it because he likes doing it.
That's actually a really good point because I know quite a few firefighters, current and retired, who do a lot of construction on their days off, which is a fantastic thing.
Mm.
So, yeah, right on.
Good for him.
Good for Frank. An all right dude, I think.
So Frank Ewald, Ward 2.
Mm-hmm.
Who else does he sit next to? He sits right next to Larry Brewster and right to the right of Denise Joy, if you're looking straight at the council.
And if...
he's in with arm's reach of the mayor. If you will.
Mm, yes. Punchable.
Mm-hmm.
What's his... I'm going to get his city email address in case you have any questions or comments.
Man, city email address is freaking wonderful. They all use them.
Yep.
No.
Nope.
But they claim that they're public. You can search those. I think I've said this in the past, but you can go to the City of Billings website and you can see the email communications between constituents and whatever and see if they actually respond. It can be entertaining.
I think I should do that.
Yeah, it can be entertaining. I thought it would be a segment on the podcast where we read emails from outraged citizens.
I'm in.
All right.
I'll bet you they're quite...
We'll just have a section now for emails from outraged citizens.
Oh, man, that'd be fun.
This is where I need the mini machine where we can have some, you know, sort of theme song. I'm just like that.
Or just some crowd
noise. I
want
it to be a campy morning radio show.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Ira and the Douche on Parks and Rec.
Just fart and burp sounds. Actually, we don't need a MIDI machine for burp sounds.
No, nope. I am a walking MIDI machine.
Oh, Lord. Let's see. Email all council members. Email Frank Ewalt. Pops open Google. Ewalt F, E-W-A-L-T-F at ci.billings.mt.us.
There you go. If you have a question for Frank Ewalt and you live in... War 2, that would be the one that you would send to.
Ewalt F.
put in the subject line, the Friday packet told me to, and send an email to him with questions and just general concerns
about him know what
War II issues.
That's right. Or citywide issues.
What would you think would be a War II issue?
How people keep running into the Mint car wash at the...
sons of bitches. Oh,
shit, that's Ward 1. Never mind. Sorry.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep. Damn it. Barry's Cherries taking up too much Barry's real cherries. Estate for 60 cars.
What else is out there?
Nobody's plowing the...
There's no more, like, chip and putt golf at the Circle Inn.
Oh, yeah. That's a Ward 2 issue.
Yeah. I'd be pissed about that.
Hell yeah.
All there is a giant goddamn bar.
Dietz Auto and Truck Salvage's prices are too reasonable.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. You ever bought anything there?
I have not.
Fantastic, friendly, knowledgeable people.
Dietz.
Love those guys. Dietz, yeah.
Are they better than Hanser's?
They're
about the same.
You know...
Different clientele?
In my opinion...
Cops?
Far superior.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Fantastic. I know. Sorry. Sorry, Hanser's devotees. Dietz is... they just know their stuff.
All right. Fair
yep.
enough.
Yep. Hanser's has all those fancy trucks and shit. You know you're paying too much when they got all freshly painted trucks.
Well, maybe it's like the trucks.
Well, yeah, an office staff and whatnot.
Stupid overhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kenny out at Dietz Auto.
Hey, Kenny. How's it going?
He'll never listen to this.
Good. well, Kenny is his name.
That is good.
Is this the last name? Dietz?
Yep.
Kenny Dietz?
Yep.
Kenny Dietz.
That's right. Mm. Anyway, it's Dietz Auto. Thanks, Dietz Auto.
Today's episode. War 2, Frank Ewald.
Also, I think Sonic is in War 2.
Oh, haven't been to Sonic.
I went once. It's probably the worst fast food I've ever had.
No shit? Yeah. Why?
That tastes terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's okay.
It's just
the only opinion. One I've went to is in Colorado.
Okay.
And I remember the slushies. That's the only thing I liked because the ice cubes they had were the little round,
yeah,
little crunchy. They weren't giant things.
Those are delightful. Yep,
that was fine.
Yeah.
And my younger days when I could handle 900 milligrams of sugar at once no and not shit. Feel like I'm about to die.
Right.
I was all over that.
Yeah.
Well. So we know on the agenda this week is obviously the city administrator at the very end. We own all of the vehicle purchases for the city, which are in the budget itself. What else is on there?
Going to see $250,000 worth of new pickups driving around in Billings.
There you go. You know, two-wheel drive, half-ton pickups.
Yeah.
Or as we call them in Montana, impractical pieces of... Never mind.
Yeah, stuck.
Or stuck.
Our friends who work for the city do not prefer the...
Well, I guess if you're going to throw a dump truck thing on the back of it, or even those big utility boxes on the back, you get a little more traction, but still.
Yeah, it'll help.
It'll help.
But little four-wheel drive, why not? It's Montana.
Or why would you just give them super to brats?
What Mr. Ewald has to say about if you get your city pickup stuck in 3 inches of snow.
Yeah.
You should work for the city in Phoenix, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yep. It all checks out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, the Billings Urban Area Long Range Transportation Plan is on this as well, and this is a big PDF.
Yeah, it is.
It's we're talking chapters, and it is a 177 page document.
Balls.
Of the Long Range Transportation Plan of Billings. It's done by Kittleson and Associates, prepared by Dowell HKM.
Mm-hmm.
And it deals with the Billings urban area transportation issues. What's it going to take in the future? So there's an entire committee devoted to this.
Do they address flying cars? Do we have sky roads mapped out yet?
Where are they going? They don't need roads.
Oh, that's a good point. Sorry. Shit. Oh, wait. Go back one page. Does that explain where Billings is?
It does, and they've got an infographic, location and regional importance of the Billings urban area. So we're 850 miles from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, 820 miles away from Seattle, Washington, 550 miles away from Denver, and 840... Why would you go that way to Minneapolis?
I know, it goes down through Yellowstone.
I like how they hate North Dakota so much that they're just completely avoiding it.
Fuck North Dakota, though. You're 2,100 miles from Minneapolis if we go through Southern California.
If we go through Yellowstone
Louisiana.
Park and then cut across to Casper and across to fucking Dayton.
Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, I went to a meeting with these guys in the Miller Building conference room talking about what are the issues of transportation in the downtown Billings area that you see coming up. And it's mostly just get rid of the one-ways.
Just get rid of the one-ways?
Change everything to two-way.
What about public transportation from the West End where it's giant sprawl? Who gives a shit?
Doesn't matter.
Public Have they heard about a monorail?
That's for short, or that's for poor people.
All right.
Also short people, I suppose.
Okay. Seems to make sense if a bulk of your workforce is coming from the West End and having to drive 35 to 40 minutes.
Well, the buses run until like 6:30 at night, so you should be fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Most of your public transportation workers do work at a standard 9-to-5 job.
I wonder if they address that. We're just doing blanket, you know. I haven't really looked through this one because I was too busy with the city administrator stuff. So
that's a huge document, too.
That's a huge document, and if you are interested in the transportation issues at all, it's something to look into because right now would be, in my mind, the ideal time to talk about public transportation coming from the West End when land prices aren't way the hell out of the stratosphere and there's still some wide open spaces where you can get people from the West End into the core of Billings where a lot of those people work.
Where, the majority of Billings works.
Mm-hmm. Or if you like, you know, hanging around and just sort of, you know, being able to listen to a podcast as you're driving into town for, you know, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
By all means.
There was a couple of interesting heat maps. I should have, if I'd known this was on the damn packet, I would have brought it all, but interesting heat maps.
This is in the agenda. This wasn't even the packet, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this was an agenda item they're going to approve.
They're going to approve the whole plan?
I don't know exactly. They're going to approve what in that? It says it in the agenda.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to approve. I'm just their findings, I'm guessing.
I went to a couple other meetings about all this stuff too, and it's going to be fairly comprehensive. But there's a lot to it.
Build the new roadway between Highway 3 and Molt Road.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's not a terrible idea because especially right now, I had to go out to, I met a friend out at Acton to ride mountain bikes yesterday.
Yeah.
He lives in Laurel, and he had to drive, his choice was to drive from Laurel to North 27th.
Oh, then come
and
up.
Go all the way out to Acton or do Shorey Road. And he said he drove Shorey Road, and he said it would have been cheaper or quicker to drive all the way to 27th by the time he got out there.
Interesting.
Yeah. So a little connector is not a bad idea out there because it's only going to get more populated.
Urban housing for 2017 to 2040, they're predicting that we're going to grow to 169,767.
I've heard that in other places, too. I actually believe it.
It's a 33% change.
Yeah. Well, Bozeman did, 40 or 50% or something over the last 15 years?
Well, we already know they're missing one guy.
That's true.
Mr. Kukulewski.
Kukulewski's. Kukulewski's showed up. Ooh.
Yeah.
Pictures.
There's a lot of data. A lot of data. So if I was Johnny Five right now, I would just say input and then scream and you would hear shuffling papers.
Sounds great.
But I can't do that. So.
Okay.
We know Chris Kukulewski. I'm still going to call him Kukulewski.
That sounds good to me.
Even if he comes on the podcast, I'm still going to call him Kukulewski.
Mm-hmm.
His salary, that's up for approval by the city council tomorrow, which is Monday, the 22nd of October.
Okay.
So that'll be happening if I don't get this edited by then. Probably won't, but, you know, we've done our due diligence.
Maybe a couple days ago.
Yeah.
The case, maybe.
Maybe all hell will break loose. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
So that's on the agenda, much as other city stuff.
If our
listeners...
But the
city will be back to normal.
Oh.
You only got McCandless, retiring on the 16th. You got Ifland already sitting up there. So that table up front at the city council is going to be crowded. You got anything else?
Very exciting. No, I'm
Frankie Ewalt, yep. 5:30. As always, Monday nights now, it's changed. You go down to city council. You just stand up and you just start screaming your statement. That's what you want to do.
Yep, loud as you can.
No, you sign in at the front and you wait till the very end, which usually isn't, 11:30 in the morning or 11:30 at night anymore. It's at a reasonable hour and you can speak your piece.
Would it work if you just recorded your statement onto a cassette tape and then stood with a boombox over your head?
I would hope that would work as well. You can also buy a lore online on Amazon.com. You can upload your statement into him and just shove him in front of the council.
Yep.
And that'd be just as effective as far as I'm concerned. So
sounds good to me.
Yep.
You heard it here first through third.
Get yourself a lore or a data. Well, I wonder what the price difference between a lore and a data is.
I bet you the lore is a lot less expensive because it's a useless piece of shit.
That's a way to end a podcast.
Yeah, there it is.
Perfect.
Meet you at the trailer.